Parshas Ekev, a pasuk that we say every day, Vahavtes Hashem Elokecha, sorry, Vahoyim Shomaya Tishmuel Mitzvoisa Asher Anochi Mitzava Eschem Hayoim, La'avos Hashem Elokechem B'chol Levavchem U'b'chol Nafshchem. We are instructed and obligated La'avos Hashem Elokechem to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to what extent, to what degree, do we have an obligation of Avas Hashem? B'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem. An endless, limitless love towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are anyway obligated in Tarek Mitzvahs. What does this add, the obligation to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to such a extent, b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem? It's well known from Reb Zelmer from Volozhin that a person has really koiches and the ability to do things far greater than what we generally imagine that a person is able to do. Reb Zalman speaks about a person who's desperate to pick up an extremely heavy class, which we would consider normally to be beyond the physical abilities of a person. But when he's desperate to do so, if a person, chas v'sholem, his child is stuck underneath something extremely heavy, he will find the koichos and lift up something immensely heavy. This is because a person really does have tremendous strength and ability. In a general sense, we are limited by our perception of what we're able to do. But when a person is desperate, then he knows no gvul or no limitations. This is our mission of la'ava b'chol levavchem. We have our mitzvahs, we have our obligations, and they've got to be b'chol levavchem u'b'chol nafshechem, with a person's entire heart and mind, and this will propel him and enable him to do things which we would otherwise consider to be impossible. Well known about the Sameach, that he learnt Torah and he learnt beyond what we would consider to be natural abilities of a person, and explained because this was his entire life. And if this is a person's entire life, then he finds the koichos. We learned last week Megillas Eicha, wherein the Navi says, Vayelchu beloy koyach lifnei oyev. We were prodded forth and had to trudge along, b'loy koach, even when we had no koachas at all, b'fnei oyev, because we are prodded by the swords or bayonets of our enemies. And the Medrash says that before the Churban, when we were told to do mitzvahs, and we would sometimes say, I don't have the koachas for it, I can't. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrated, even if you think you've got no koiches, but when it's lifnei oyev, when there's an enemy there and your life is at stake, suddenly a person finds an inner resource and he finds the koiches to be able to do so, and that propels him forward. That should be the way we relate to our Torah and our mitzvahs. If there's an instruction by the Torah to do and it has to be la'avas Hashem b'chol levavchem, then a person will find the koichas to be able to do so. The Gemara tells us in Temura about Yaivet, Osniel ben Kenaz, who begged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me atzlocha in my limud HaTorah, give me talmidim, give me further opportunities in Torah, and if not, he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani hoylich l'sha'ol, I'm going to end up going into the sha'ol in depression and in despair. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz explains, what's he doing? He's threatening HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's telling what's going to happen otherwise. He says, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, he's expressing how important it is to him. If a mitzvah is to me an additional advantage, then there's a limit to how much a person is prepared to do for it. But if a person understands that if I'm not matzliach in my Torah, my Yir Shamayim, and a holich l'sha'ol, it'll be a destruction and a tragedy of my entire life, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me beyond the physical abilities of a natural person. When Amalek came to fight, and it says in Parshas Kisetze that they attacked Klal Yisrael, Kolei Nachshalim Acharecho, Va'ata Oyef V'Yogea, you were very tired and thirsty, V'lo Yorei Elikim. Simply explained, V'lo Yorei Elikim is going back on Amalek. Amalek is V'lo Yorei Elikim. But then Tziv says, no, why did Amalek come? Sherofi Yudeim Divrei Torah. V'ata Oyef V'Yogea, you were tired, you were too tired to do a mitzvah. Says the Pasuk, you know why Va'ata Oyef V'Yogea? Because V'lo Yorei Elikim, because you don't have the requisite degree of Yorei Elikim. If a person finds something to be extremely important, if our Yerushalayim was so great that if I understood, if I'm not Matzliach in this, this is going to be the end of my entire life, then it will never come to a stage of Oyei V'Yogea. Michal Bas Shaul complained that her husband David HaMelech was Mefaziz U'Mecharker. He was dancing beyond physical, natural abilities for the kavod of the Aron, of the kavod HaTorah. And she complained to him and she said, "Behigolois niglois, you're doing something which is unusual, it's beyond normality, and you shouldn't be doing that in front of Klal Yisrael." And sadly, she was punished. Michal Bashol loy hoyalo v'lad ad yoy moiso. She wasn't zeicher to have children until she died. What is this? This is an oynish. This is the oynish that she deserves for criticizing David HaMelech. It says Nitzitzi Tzion and others for him as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu benches us with children, and he gives us this wonderful opportunity to educate our children. We mechanech children. We have to understand that there's no limit to what we're prepared to do for our children. If she says to David HaMelech, everything has to be in constraint, everything has to be in the right measure, you can't overdo it in your Avos Hashem, then Hashem says, you're not worthy of being mechanech the next generation. I can't entrust to you a heiliger, precious Yiddish child if that's the way you look at Avodas Hashem. But we are zeicha la'avos Hashem rekechem b'chol avavchem. If a person is able to extend himself beyond his natural capabilities, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu benches us with children in whom we must invest our koiches in this way. Very well known from Chaim Shulevitz that Moshe Rabbeinu says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, how can I provide food for 600,000 or 2 million people in the Midbar? And he expresses himself to Hashem and he says, He'onoichi horisi es kol ha'am hazeh. Am I then the father or the mother of this entire nation? Ki soymar elai so'ehu b'chekecho, says Reb Chaim Shulevitz. And what happens if you are the father or the mother? Then there's no such a concept of saying there's 2 million people in the Midbar and it's impossible. Because educating children is without a gevul. Educating precious Yiddish children, whatever the challenge is, however much is demanded of us, this has to be b'chol levavchem u'v'chol nafshachem. And when we do this, then we will be zeicha exactly as HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered the tefillahs of Asniel ben Kenaz, and as HaKadosh Baruch Hu has demonstrated throughout history, says the Rambam, chaye bali teirom v'aksheo, those who really seriously want to live a Torah life without Torah and without mitzvahs, kemisa yichashuva, and for that a person is able to lift a car and a person is able to walk for miles on a death march to save his life. We appreciate that our children, this is what we live for, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bench us with superhuman koichos to be able to invest in our children and to see nachas from each and every one of all of our wonderful children at Me'er Ve'Esrim Shana.